Today, the employment number wang confuses the market upwards. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, fickle investors are no longer pricing the possibility of another cash rate rise from the Reserve Bank of Australia after data released overnight showed that US inflation cooled to 3.4% in April, putting an end to a three-month streak of hotter-than-expected US CPI data, and the Australian employment numbers from the ABS peaked up to an unemployment rate of 4.1% from a revised 3.9% last month. This bad news is good news drove the ASX 1.65% higher today, and the US markets already went towards record territory again on the falling inflation read. Now, as I've been highlighting, the unemployment series from the ABS is frankly unreliable, with significant swings month on month. This time, the ABS reported an unusually large jump in the number of unemployed people who were waiting to start a new job. Amid broader signs, the job market remains pretty strong and is actually easily absorbing a surge in migrant workers on one hand, but then we know from other data that the number of job openings is falling. The ABS said about 7.1% of unemployed people last month had a job that they're waiting to start, which is a record compared to previous April periods. And it's worth noting, by the way, that the incoming sample for April has an unemployment rate of 5% compared with the outgoing groups for March of 4.4% and April of 4.2%, so plenty of noise in the data there. Employment growth was a stronger than expected 38,500 versus a forecast of 23,700, more than enough to cover the current migration level, as gains of at least 35,000 are needed each and every month to stop unemployment from ticking higher based on the current elevated rate of population growth. That's assuming the participation rate stays unchanged. Strong demand from employers have actually soaked up quite easily a surge in overseas migration, which on the last count was about 520,000 over the last 12 months. April's employment gains were driven by a 44,600 increase in part-time workers, which more than offset the 6,100 drop in full-time employment, so the mix here is also, frankly, a little bit suspect. But really, there is nothing new here at all. It's worth recalling that in January, unemployment increased to 4.1% due to a surge in the number of jobless people waiting to start work, but then it fell back to 3.7% the following month when they officially became employed. The ABS puts the increase in the jobless rate down to a jump in the number of previously disengaged people deciding to look for work, as well as more people than usual reporting they had a job but had not yet started. This cohort is technically considered unemployed, and the number of unemployed people increased by 30,000 as a result. The different patterns may be an indication that the seasonal pattern is changing, reflecting ongoing and lasting changes in employer hiring and business operation patterns. For example, when experienced staff in the business return from leave, or employees preferring to start or return to jobs after the end of the summer holidays, the ABS said. Alternatively, some or all of this could be temporary and associated with businesses and worker behaviours and dynamics within a historically tight labour market, they said. Now, while the jobless rate has edged up higher from the 3.5% lows reached in late 2022, unemployment remains very low by historical standards, and employment continues to rise. High migration has helped push the participation rate higher, the percentage of people in the working age in the labour force to a near record high, actually, since people born overseas have a modestly higher likelihood of being in the labour force. The participation rate increased to 66.7% in April, pretty much at its highs. Economists predict the labour market will struggle to continue absorbing a high migration intake as the demand for jobs soften. Treasury is expecting net overseas migration of 395,000 this financial year before tighter rules around international students could cause net arrivals to fall sharply to around 260,000 in 24-25, but as we've highlighted before, Treasury estimates and reality are often a long way disconnected. While headline measures of employment remain strong, there are tentative signs the labour market is slowing, including a decline in job openings and a lift in youth unemployment. The season-adjusted monthly hours worked, by the way, remained roughly the same between March and April, and it's similar to the normal patterns we usually see around the Easter holidays, the ABS said. In contrast to what we saw last year, when fewer people than usual took time off around the Easter holidays in April 2023, the proportion of people working reduced hours in April 2024 was more similar to what we saw before the COVID-19 pandemic, they said. The underemployment rate increased to 6.6% in April from a low of 5.8% reached in February last year. And across the states, unemployment was highest in Victoria and South Australia at 4.2% and lowest in the ACT at 3.8%. Both the RBA and Treasury predict the jobless rate will indeed rise above 4%, but still that's a low figure for Australia, particularly with rates in restrictive territory. Treasury expects the jobless rate to hit 4.5% by the middle of 2025 as the economy slows, according to the latest projections from the budget. And it assumes the economy will be slowing and forward indicators of labour demand will weaken. Now, Diana Marsano, Deputy Chief Economist at AMP, has got it right when she says the data just follows that messy pattern at the beginning of the year. I'd say pay less attention to the unemployment rate as it's proving to be a little bit too volatile. We have at the moment around 60,000 people joining the workforce every single month, just from the very high levels of immigration. Now, traders are pricing in about a 50% chance of a rate cut in December, and the yield on the policy-sensitive two-year bonds fell after the report, extending another decline. And by the way, the currency also slid. So the takeaway from here is not much at all, really. These numbers are moving around and continue to be very unreliable. The methodology the ABS is using is probably somewhat suspect. And, of course, the definition of unemployment is always a bit off as well. So the markets have overreacted again. But I think the expectation of rate cuts happening this year probably still overdone, because with the budget coming through and giving a little more impetus to inflation, despite what the Treasury says, the chances are that rates will stay higher for quite a lot longer before easing slowly. The unemployment rate will indeed begin to move higher, but I think it will take some time to work through. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.